Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your only Inca here, live coming to you as a post-day holiday for Thanksgiving. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say Habari Gani to my new friends and say what's up to my old friends. I'd like to thank each and every one of you, and we're in the midst of a great, great season, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like for you to join me this evening. I will be welcoming my guest, who is Mr. Kareem Muhammad. He is a candidate for mayor, for the Long Beach, California mayor, and he will be joining us and directly, and we'll be talking to him about his platform, a little bit about his position on different topics such as employment. And we all want to know, inquiring minds want to know, what are we going to do about this economic status and crisis that we're in where there are no jobs and they're going abroad. So we're going to be discussing with Mr. Kareem Muhammad his platform on job issues and what type of program he has. Now let me tell you a little bit about Kareem Muhammad. Kareem Muhammad comes from Long Beach, California. He is a longtime resident of Long Beach, California. So, ladies and gentlemen, that gives him an edge over all of the other candidates. He was born and raised there. He has a vested interest. Kareem Muhammad also is a veteran. He is a veteran, ladies and gentlemen. He served in the United States Army. And that has something to be contended with when you serve your country. And a lot of us have not. So I want to applaud him for being a veteran. I, too, am a veteran. And I'd like to also say Kareem is an all-star basketball coach. He has coached in various different places. He has mentored young men. He has also played as an athlete. And he has a commitment for getting young black men off the streets and employed. He has a vision for youth. His vision is to create a company that will assist young youth in finding employment. And even better yet, his vision extends to working with incarcerated men as they return to the community, and he has a vision of helping them to find employment, and not only employment, but new skills. Now, because he is a mentor, his desire is to also create camps around the city of California, preferably Long Beach, to create opportunities for young boys to go to work and have employment. Now, his platform on many different political issues vary, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to know more about this man, Mr. Kareem Muhammad, why don't you lock those digits in at 646-478-0270 and call in. And if you are a friend of Mr. Muhammad and you're from his community, you definitely want to call in. Our chat room will be open, so you can call in and chat at any given time. We urge you to do so. Now, I will be working with my co-host in the room today, joining me as we question this gentleman about his platform. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one other thing you need to know. He will be setting his platform up so that you can require or inquire about a transcript of his platform, and you can purchase that, and it will be made available to you at a later date. However, we will have this audio available on demand after we have completed this discussion. You can request for one of his tapes on demand. Now, we're going to go to commercial for 1 minute, and we'll meet you back in the atmosphere. So why don't you jolly on over here and go with us to North Carolina?
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, some of you might not know this, but we're in the midst of creating a conference and a workshop, and our whole concert will be based around a tribute to Nina Simone. If you have not already gotten your tickets, you want to do so, and you want to do that as quick as you can. We are now adding another featured event onto our existing event, and that is an event for private session for Nina Simone locally here in Indiana. Well, locally here in Valparaiso, Indiana, we will be featuring a dinner party which will kick off our whole concert on the 22nd of December, 2013. That will be a private event where we'll invite local people from around the Midwest to join us in our session for Nina Simone's tribute. Now, as most of you know, we have been working very, very hard looking for spoken word artists as well as poets. And we're also looking for those entertainers who would like to do spoken word who might be deaf. We have decided to bring on some special population of people who are deaf, but they're still able to translate through their translators. So our show will be presented with the Moaning Word, Calling for the Moaning Women, where we'll be doing a prayer and atonement for the full week, and prayer will be in order of corporate prayer from around the diaspora, and I will ask you to join us in those prayers. We will have seminars, which will be conferencing throughout the workshop for that 1 week. And then we'll also have those poets and spoken word artists that will entertain you. And during the evening session will be Nina Simone's concert. And those will be streaming concerts online. Now, the fee is only $12, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get to go to a conference, and you'll get to go to a concert, and you'll get a chance to hear some of your local and outstanding spoken word, Michelle Banks and Richard Graham, to join us. They are outstanding. Michelle is a featured actress that is on the air and on television, and we've asked them to join us, and they have agreed to join us, and they're going to be bringing their crew on with them. Now, if you are a spoken word artist or a poet, you definitely want to go out to my fan book page under Restore Nina Simone to Peace. Now, why am I saying Restore Nina Simone to Peace? Nina Simone was treated unjustly for her position on music. She was a classical piano player, but yet she was discriminated against and forced to leave this country and to perform her music abroad. Her music was banned from this country. But as you know, now that 75 years has passed, slowly but surely, those very people that discriminated against Nina Simone are now reproducing her work all over the diaspora. That's because it's royalty-free, people, and it's easy for anyone that is not Nina Simone to take her music and revise it and perform it without having to pay royalties on it. So shouldn't we And shouldn't we also play up the opportunity to display her artistic work and to bring her music forward? And that's what we're doing. And we're talking about injustice, because injustice to one is injustice to all. We're talking about impartiality to people with indifferences, people that have handicaps, disabilities. We want all those people to be able to feel free about performing irregardless of their disability or their impartiality. People who have shown prejudice, we're saying it's time out for discriminating against our actors and actresses, and we are going to be behind those actresses who have had problems in the past. Because as an actress myself, I know the feeling of going abroad and being accepted as a family member. And when you can't go to your own country and feel accepted as a family member, then you feel like something is wrong. Nina Simone marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. She raised her banner high, and she stood for something. Now let's stand for something. Let's get behind Nina Simone's concept and her theory of music, and let's stand high and hold our banners high as we fight to restore Nina Simone back to peace, even though she's made her transition. Stand with me right now. We're about to do our prayer, and then we'll go right out to our audience, and we'll say hello to them right after the prayer. And if any of them feel the need to participate with us in prayer, we're going to ask them to also come up and do prayer with us. We always acknowledge our ancestors in this room, irregardless of who we are interviewing. We do believe in ancestorship. We do not worship ancestors. We commune with them. But we will be saying a prayer. So stand erect with your hands open as if you're about to receive, and join me as I play the music of Be Still. And I'm going to ask you to be still, right? Wherever you are, all over the diaspora, be still and wait to receive from God as we prepare. High to search our hearts, and if there be any wicked ways within our heart, we ask him to pardon us, and do not count it to our hearts, but count it to our heads. As we come before you, dear Father God, we ask that you will acknowledge each and every one of our needs today, and for those families that are represented here today, we ask that you would...
If terror falls upon and shadow comes down from the hill. If morning never comes to be, be still, be still, be still. If you forget the way to go and lose
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for a little interruption. We've had some defect in our line, and I'd like to apologize for that, but we're back on the air again. But once again, I'd like to also say that the ancestors are present here today, and we'd like to give thanks for them, and I'd like to thank our Father God, and we ask that our ancestors also be acceptable in assisting us, in aiding us. I'd like to call on my mother and father, as my ancestors, mother and father, Clara Jenkins and Robert Jenkins. If you'd like to give a name of a deceased loved one, you're welcome to do so. And you can call their names out, and we say Ashe. And if you would like to say that quietly to yourself, then do so, please. I'd like to say hello to my guests in the audience. I have caller number 562, who's been waiting so patiently on the line, and I want to say hello to caller number 562. Caller number 562, how are you?
Hello. Hello, Sharia. How you doing? Good evening.
How you doing? Is this Mr. Muhammad?
Yes, this is Kareem Muhammad. Season greetings to you and all your listeners. Season greetings to your fiance, Philip. And season greetings to everybody here in America and throughout the world. I mean,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Kareem. And I apologize for our lines going down. And we're going to say hello to caller number 213, and we'll be back at you, Kareem, in just a second. Hold tight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, caller number 213, hello.
This is Basim
calling. Caller number 213. Yes, who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Basim. My name is Basim Abdelaziz.
Hello, Mr. Basim. How are you? This is Omi Inka, and welcome to the Here to Read show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I wanted to say I was listening earlier. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing for the cause of our great late artist, Nina Simone.
Well, thank you so very much, and I do hope you will be able to join us for that effort. We are trying to gain momentum around the world and get as many people involved as possible. Nina Simone did suffer quite a bit before she made her transition, and she's definitely one of my mentors, so I figured it's the least I could do is to open up a way for her name to be well-known and to be reunited with the stars and professionals that she is. We'd like to thank you. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm also calling to give and show support for Kareem Muhammad for his candidacy for mayor of Long Beach.
Well, thank you, thank you. I'm definitely going to be calling on you in a few minutes to ask you some more questions. And I'd like to say hello to my co-host, Mr. Bediaco. So hold tight, we'll be right back at you in the air. Okay. Hello, Mr. Bediaco.
Greetings. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for joining me. Mr. Bediako is my fiancé, and he'll be co-hosting the show with me. And we have tons of questions to ask. We have tons of questions to ask you on the show tonight. And one of the things we want to do is set a precedent. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you might not know Mr. Kareem Muhammad, but you will get to know him by and by. Mr. Kareem Muhammad, he also said that he goes by Kareem Abdul Muhammad, but he'll be able to tell us a little bit more about his name. And I want to let you know there is something in a name. When we are selected for our name, usually people choose a name that's fitting and that's honorable. So I want you to notice tonight that we are giving all praises to the fact that Kareem Muhammad was given this name, and he will live up to this name. And it's very important that we should understand that once someone's given a name, it's honorable to live up to that name. And we have had such problems in the past with people's names that we judge before the cover. And I'm going to say to all those listening people out there, please do not judge a person before you get to know them. Mr. Kareem Muhammad is a young gentleman who is enrolled in school as a student in school. He is not a very young man that has chosen to go back to school, but in his late 50s. But at the same time, he's chosen to take on the mayor's position in running for a candidate. He's chosen to be a part of a community to correct things that might not be right. He is also a longtime citizen of Long Beach, California, which makes a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Most people that live in a certain county, they are not fighting to be a part of change. Kareem Muhammad has decided to be a part of change. He wants change in his community. He wants employment for youth. He wants a program. Now, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Not just for the commoners, but a program for those men who are incarcerated, who are returning home from prison. He wants programs in place so he can prevent those young men from reentering into the penal institution. Now, it's vital that we come up with some rehabilitation programs that work. Now, this is a mayor candidate that's looking to change not only his community, but inner cities community as well. And the other thing I want you to know is Mr. Kareem Muhammad is also an athlete. He is a veteran. He is a longtime athlete who has mentored young youth. Not only has he played as an athlete himself, but he's been a coach in many different settings and locations. And he has a desire to create camps for young men and to create the opportunity for them to be mentored and make something of themselves. This platform today, ladies and gentlemen, is not just to win for mayor, but to change his community. His platform is to work towards a commonality of showing young men that there's a better way. And upon running for office, ladies and gentlemen, when you see him in the community working for youth, you know he has a cause. Now get behind him and bring the vote to him. Now, he's bringing you the platform. Now, you bring that one vote to him and support this gentleman as he goes forward in his effort to become a political science major and to become a strong candidate on the ballot that you can feel proud of when you pull that ticket. Now, I'm not just campaigning for him for office. I'm campaigning for his platform because he has a real issue that he wants to resolve, and that's unemployment, and that's creating companies that will address the unemployment economic problem throughout California, not just in Long Beach. So listen to what the gentleman has for you to get out there and support him. And I'm going to bring him on board right about now and ask them to give it to us from the hip. And I'm going to get up front and personal with Mr. Kareem Muhammad. Mr. Kareem Muhammad, you have the floor. Welcome, welcome to the Kareem Room. I'm going to give you the drum roll, and that's something we do here as our way of showing our appreciation to our speaker. Welcome, welcome. You have the floor, Mr. Kareem Muhammad. Thank you so much. The candidate for mayoral election in Long Beach, California.
Well, thank you very kindly, ma'am. And I want to thank you and your fiance. And also I want to thank Basim Abdel for introducing me to yourself. I'm a longtime resident of Long Beach, California. I was actually born in Long Beach, October 5th, 1957. For those of you who might be near a computer, you can look up my bio and then you can ask me questions off of that. My bio is on www.KareemMuhammad.com. Briefly, you know, like Sharia Omni said, you know, I'm a 55-year-old student. Well, I just turned 56 October the 5th, and I'm studying political science at Cal State University of Long Beach. You might wonder, why are you 56 and you just now going back to school? Because I worked several jobs. I was in the military as a squad leader. I graduated from the El Camino Police Reserve Academy as a squad leader. And you might say, well, why are you running for mayor? You know, what kind of political experience do you have? You know, why should we vote for you? You know, when I searched my soul and I looked at the candidates, I think it was back in July the 16th, I went to the local library and I was just reading about some of the political news that had made the Long Beach Press Telegram newspaper. And I seen that our current mayor, Bob Foster, had just declared that he was not going to run for mayor. He's a two-term mayor, and mayors are elected in Long Beach, California for four-year term. We have nine city council districts. And I believe this is very historical because this is the first time that I can remember of actually being in Long Beach, living in Long Beach, that we had three African-Americans on the city council districts. They serve four-year terms and they're part-time employees of the city. So out of the nine districts, three of them are African-American. So that's one. That's like one-third of the of our council members are African-American. Now, we do have a mayor. He doesn't have a vote, but he does have line item veto. We have a city manager. His name is Mr. Pat West. When he got appointed to his position as city manager, I remember going to his one of his when he first introduced himself as a city manager out of the airport Marriott hotel. And, you know, he said, look, I might be a very short guy, but I make a lot of money. He's like the highest paid employee for the city, roughly around $200,000 a year. You might say, well, how much does the mayor make? The mayor used to make $99,000. Now they make like $130,000. But Long Beach has over 100 people that make over $100,000. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Mr. Muhammad, now, I know that it's not only money that's driving this race, but a platform. Let's talk a little bit. Can I get up front in person with you about your campaign? The seriousness of the campaign, you're running against a group of people that might have had experience, and because you're running for the first time for mayor, I understand you ran for another political office as governor, but tell me a little bit about what would you do for unemployment? What would you do for putting people back to work in a working class community?
Well, what I would do, first of all, is, you know, Long Beach by the numbers, the last number report I got, that Long Beach had 12.2% unemployment, which is much higher than the national rate. I would try to chop that down to like 6.1. But my ideal goal would be over a four-year period to cut that down to like 2.2%. So how would I do it? Well, what I would do is, you know, Long Beach has a port of Long Beach. And a lot of you probably don't know, you know, politics, and I'm sorry to bring up money again, is, you know, we have like the second largest port in the nation, in the United States of America. And over $155 billion come through there annually. That's per year. So I would take some of those revenues and create jobs, right? But these jobs would coexist with some of your current business owners, where that you would pay for like 9 months for them to get on the job training, and then after that 9 months, that the employer would, you know, take on these employees, where the city would, you know, give incentives to pay like 50%, and I'm sure we could get some subsidy. Federal funding from the United States government. One of my other programs, which I mentioned to Omni Sherelle, is I have a program to bring into effect called Beach Boys Work. And what is Beach Boys Work? Well, in Los Angeles, they have a similar program called Homeboy Industries. And my program would be similar, but it would basically cater to approximately 480,000 people in the city of Long Beach, which have been affected by incarceration in your jails, your prisons, in your correctional institutions, as far as the gang members, graffiti people, people who are just doing crime and who do not get caught. You know, because you figure a criminal, before he actually gets caught and get into the criminal court system, you know, they probably committed a couple of crimes. You know, we don't know exactly how many. But by the power and will of the Lord Almighty, you know, he figures it's time for this person to pay, you know, some debts for their criminal activity. So what I would want like to do is to provide jobs. These would be, you know, jobs from minimum wage, which is about $9 an hour. I believe initially it's supposed to go up in California to roughly about $10 an hour. I think it's in 2016. But to give them minimum wage jobs that can help them to become more productive citizens, and then try to show them the brighter light, you know, of the future of Long Beach, not only in Long Beach, like Sherelle said, but also, you know, throughout America. We need role models. We need people that got good, you know, character, and that can be role models for others as well. So,
excuse me, Mr.
You know, I want to accommodate these folks, but not before the person that is not a criminal. You know, I want to provide environmentally friendly jobs for those folks as well. Yes, ma'am.
Now, speaking of role models, that is the platform that I think you have the ticket to ride under. Being a veteran and a longtime coach and an athlete, those are all the makings of a hero. What would you say to the young youth out there that's looking for a hero? What would you say that basketball would do for those young people? How would it govern their lives, help build character? And not only building character, but leadership. So in the event that you were going to ride on this ticket, and the ticket was going to take you further than just the mayor's position, but you could make a difference in the community, how would you make a difference with your background as an athlete and as a coach? What are some of the things that young people need from an athlete and a coach that you can make a difference in?
Well, you know, I think first of all is, you know, most coaches are like good Samaritans. You know, they have a kind heart trying to help others. And one of my slogans in basketball as a coach, that everybody, and it's well documented, everybody that I have coached from the elementary level up to college, I even had a tryout for a professional basketball team here in Long Beach called the Long Beach Jam, is that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And what that means is that you're only as strong as your weakest player. So my goal is to make the weakest player one of our strongest players. And also that I have this coaching thing is like a God-given ability. I have about 30 years of coaching and playing basketball at all different levels, and that I have been able to develop just about anybody at whatever level that I coached at. Just recently, matter of fact, it was this year, I coached at two different junior colleges team. I coached at Long Beach City College, and then I coached at El Camino College. And trying to help these young men go on to play, college basketball, it really means something to you because you want to see them progress, you want to see them do better. You know, I went to a game about 2 weeks ago at El Camino College, and a lot of players came up to me. You know, we shook hands. I shared with them my business card that I'm running for mayor, and, we kind of laughed it off. And, they probably thought I was left for dead because I wasn't coaching there any longer. But some of the main skills that I have gained from coaching is to be a leader. And as a leader, you have to set the bar, and the bar is kind of set high, and you have to be a good character guy. You know, I have a basketball camp that I've been running, and I'm more of a private coach. I like to do private lessons and group lessons. But the theme of my basketball camp is it's called Abdul Kareem Muhammad Basketball Camp, and my slogan is basketball is easy as ABC. A, ability, B, balance, and C, character. You know, you have to have character, meaning that you have to be truthful, you have to be honest, you can't be a thief, you can't be a crook, you can't be a criminal. You know, you have to have, a good, decent background. You know, no one is perfect. You know, the only one that's perfect, let's be real, is God, whether you believe in God or not. There's only one somebody who's perfect.
Mr. Mahoney, I have a question to ask you. Now, I understand that you're very, very religious and you are basically disciplined to prayer, and prayer ranks very high up on your list. And I think I was very, very drawn to that when I understand that you make your prayers at least 5 times a day. And I know that that's necessary. I know that you have heard from God, and you've already made contact with God about this whole election and about you running for office. Now, you mentioned leadership. You have a gentleman out in the audience that know you pretty well, Mr. Bassin, and that's how I know you, through Mr. Bassin. Mr. Bassin, what kind of leader would you say that Mr. Kareem Muhammad is? Is he an X manager, a Y manager? Give me a little background about this gentleman that you have been knowing for quite a long time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I would say he is an excellent leader. And you just heard him mentioning his experience as a coach. And I personally think that comes into play and really is an excellent source for him to draw upon, because as a leader and a coach, you have to be able to speak to the team and know that the team will follow your lead and be able to bring home, a win. And these are the characteristics that that Kareem, has, and I think that he'll be able to manage his staff of workers, not only with the campaign but throughout for the win of this election. So, these are the things that are not only necessary for this campaign, but also I think are, you know, these are life-building skills, you know, that, that he possesses. And I've seen him throughout the years that I've known him. He's also, he's been a person who is a strong worker in the community. It doesn't matter, you know, at what level he's able to reach and speak to the common man, as well as, you know, the very affluent, you know, business type. He's able to relate to all people, you know. So it wasn't a question when I found out that he was running for the mayor of Long Beach that I was willing to give in and you know, put my support behind him. So,
Bishop, I think, why don't you tell the listening audience a little bit about who you are and how your skills would be able to help Mr. Muhammad in his election for office?
Well, most of the people that are aware of me and my work, they know of me as a fashion